This recording, Papua New Guinea 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, there's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a vegetarian nurse who had been working daily at an old Jew in desert district of territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising. Because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The girl's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated Ida. Her effort was not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Goma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed the bath, the goose. She wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. "My dear, today I'm driving taxi. It's not busy. I'm so tired. Trying to make money, stressed out there, angry with it, but I'm all right. I come home, I'm happy. Ayo, today I'm Sunday, also late. So me go work here. I'm hard working. Me work you gonna. Me not making money now. Me bella there. I wish me rich, married now. Me not work, Mr. Blouse.